Is there an easy way to win $25,000 in Connecticut? Can you cheat in this Bluefish tournament that we've been talking about?
Can you?
It's the Surfside Hotel Greatest Bluefish Tournament Ever, happening September 26th and 27th. And it has to be easy to cheat, no?
I would think.
Can't you just like go to a supermarket, buy a fish, and then come stop in one of those? Yeah. Why would you have to go out and fish all day?
I brought you a stuffed
one. You could just buy a heavy one.
A stuffed one.
And then put it on ice.
Right.
Bring it into one of these weigh stations.
Right.
Look what I caught.
Put extra worms in it.
Hey, spend 30, you win 25 grand.
Right. This one swallowed a cinder block. That's a weird thing.
Now, wait, you would put worms in it?
Well, I'm just saying a whole bunch of worms.
To make it look heavier. Like you caught it.
Exactly.
Oh.
Right.
I got you.
Right.
I was going to say you'd put weights in it.
Right. Well,
but then they cut the...
Worms are easier to explain.
I'm thinking it's, you know, why go through all the trouble of being out there and fishing when you could just show up with a fish you bought.
Right.
And win $25,000. Let's bring in our market vice president, Kristen, to tell us if it's easy to cheat.
Well, it's easy to try.
It's easy to try.
Trying. You can always try.
I'm getting the feeling that someone has tried.
A few people in the history of the tournament.
How long has it been going on?
41 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has to be a couple of shady folks in there.
41 years. This story that we're about to hear happened in recent history.
Right.
Correct. We'll leave it at that.
Recent history, right.
So what happened? So somebody shows up.
I think it's important to realize there's a lot involved. And the first step is you have to catch it within the window of the tournament.
Okay.
So Saturday or Sunday. So from 12:01 a.m. on Saturday to 5 p.m. on Sunday, right? So the first mistake is this person caught the fish outside the window.
So he did catch it, though. It wasn't a supermarket?
No, he caught it.
He caught it. Wow.
Outside the window. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Outside the window. How do you figure that one out, though? Right. How do you know?
Is there a timestamp on it?
I don't know. I'm really into trying to make sure that the person who wins...
Like CSI?
It really wins.
So yeah. It becomes, you know, a little bit of like an obsession that week.
Yeah.
Everyone involved in the tournament. It's not just me. So there's a lot of people who have been fishing this tournament and participating. Like the bait and tackle stores are to be commended, right? Because that's the first line of defense.
Oh, and they've seen it all.
Yeah.
Some of them, I'm guessing, just turn people away. Like, I'm not even.
So that in this case, that is the first thing that happened. That they held the fish and on Saturday morning brought it into a bait and tackle and it was turned away because it didn't look fresh enough.
Oh.
So, you know, shout out to the bait and tackle workers that work on this tournament with us because they really are the first line of defense.
They know their fish. Yeah.
So before you
How
even
can you tell,
maybe like the eyeballs like Narnia's like glowing or lips are like puckered or
something. It's got a little apple on his mouth.
Yeah, right.
Had a zombie quality too.
Yeah. It's got breading.
It smells
in it.
Weird.
It's got breading and lemons on it.
And there's potatoes on the side.
Exactly right. You fried it.
He carried it in a plate.
Why is there batter on it?
We have a hotline number, and people call in. Someone actually, in addition to the fish getting turned away, someone called in to say, fish doesn't look right, who was in the store.
Okay.
So that was our first clue.
So that was just a random person that was there at the time, not the store itself.
This is a very popular tournament. People love to fish this tournament, and
they take great pride in it.
Right. And they want it to be legit.
Wow. Yeah. So good for that person, too.
Yeah.
Right.
They know the fish.
So now this guy shows up. Hey, here's my fish. He's like, I don't think so. Go
away. Outside the window.
Then what does he do?
He goes to the next bait and tackle.
Oh, boy.
Just driving around with the fish.
Like, is it the actual next one in line?
Oh, that's
like,
a good
closest
question.
One? Yeah. Or is it
I want to say it is, but Steve Soylent would know better than me. It was close by.
Yeah. By the time you get done, it's like anchovy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's all dried out now.
That's right. Yeah. You're on a timeline.
Yeah.
You got to hurry up.
You got to get this thing before it starts falling apart.
Right.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Exactly right. Before it starts to decay or whatever.
I love that Steve was on this because, like, he's a guy that lets a lot go. He's just like, if people are having fun. But, like, as soon as somebody's breaking the rules, he's like, no, we're going to figure this out.
It was money on the line, this one.
So it was 16 point something pounds.
Wow. That's good eating.
Yeah. It got accepted at the next bait and tackle.
Uh-huh.
You have to imagine it's very, very difficult when you're weighing that fish in to make that decision. Yeah, so right. I really commended the first bait and tackle that did that.
Also,
there's nothing in it for them other than the legitimacy of the tournament, right?
Yeah. Also, if I'm a little guy, and a big guy comes in, it's like, congratulations.
Yeah.
Here, let me take this plastic wrap off for you.
Crocodile Dundee knives on it.
Yeah, some good fish you got there.
Yeah.
Looks good to me.
Oh, wow. All right. So
we were
the next place accepts it, but a call came in. So, you know, there's someone out there trying to get a fish through the system that wasn't caught during the window.
Right.
And so this alerts everybody.
Same exact weight, too.
Gotcha. Now you know this is probably.
But again, it's, you know.
Never know.
Our antenna's up.
Right.
Right.
So I think it was announced like, hey, we have a winner.
Yeah.
We had to announce that there was an unofficial winner.
Right.
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 And that's where the fun came in, because we utilized you and some others here to, you know, that's the next stage of this is the interview process. We interview them on the phone after at 5 o'clock or thereabouts.
What were you asking this guy?
Were
you on the phone?
Yeah.
You don't want to be questioned by her.
Yeah, no. It wasn't me, but I'm writing questions. I'm like, ask her that. What time? Where? The biggest thing is when and where.
Yeah.
So originally, if I remember correctly, the details on, and there's been a few cheaters, by the way. Like
this is 41 years of stories.
Yeah.
This is one of the stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the FBI has been involved in the past.
Wow. Like,
there have been
the fishing business institute.
Exactly right.
That's exactly who it was.
Right.
So we did our off-air interview, and we were definitely, you know, onto it. And we had been getting a few other calls. We were starting to hear that the fish was caught on Friday on a charter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Ew.
It registered.
Just walking around with 3-day fish?
It did, yeah. It had a cocktail.
Well, no, and it came in on Saturday or it came in on Sunday?
Came in on Saturday.
Oh,
okay. If I remember correctly, it came in on Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
All right. And the tournament ends Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you had all this time to kind of
think about it. What are we going to do?
Right. Yeah.
There's a lie detector test, too, that I know I would fail.
Yeah.
So this guy didn't even get there.
He didn't even make it to that point.
There's a lot of different steps, and the radio interview is the last step.
So Paul on ICC interviewed the unofficial winner.
Right.
And were there some inconsistencies in that story or some flags that you thought, this seems...
Yeah.
Problematic.
When they say they caught it in the water.
Yeah.
Would you catch it in the water?
In the Long Island Sound.
Which part of the water?
Right.
The deep part.
Right. Wow. This is $25,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
People who work a whole year for that.
Yeah. Right?
And criminal to lie.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going
to we gave Paul some good questions, and he, as you can imagine, did a wonderful job. I only wish we could play that interview, but we can't.
All right.
But there were some inconsistencies about where it was caught and how it was caught and when it was caught. And that's when I called you and said, would you interview the winner?
I'm like, I've always wanted to be Perry Mason.
Right.
Where were you on the night of August?
Ah, yeah. That's,
right.
That's fun.
Right.
Right.
Fish lawyer?
Right. It's not easy. Yeah.
To catch a fisherman.
To catch a fisherman.
So. Is that Chris Hansen?
The lioness catch.
Right.
Chris Halleck.
Was there anything? Yeah. So we had a couple of questions that I asked that it didn't jive up to what he said before.
Yeah. You were great.
What was? Are you lying?
Yeah. You basically. The story on the air live changed from charter to something else, if you remember correctly. And when we were very excited.
Right. It says here the fish volunteered and jumped on the boat.
But all fishermen lie. Like, you're supposed to. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
About the size.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're right. So that is why I'm so into trying to make sure that the right person wins, because there is a perception that... They're all cheating.
Right. It was £5 million.
Right.
My hands.
Right.
Yeah. This isn't wrestling. It's $25,000. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go out there hoping to win.
Yeah.
You know, you sign up hoping to win, or you sign up to have a great day with your kid.
Right.
You know?
There's a lot of prizes.
There's all
too.
Kinds of. It's a great tradition in Connecticut and Long Island to be part of. And so once that gets tainted, it's like, people cheat all the time. Then now it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's fun out.
So what happens to this person now? Do they get arrested? How does that work after they're exposed?
I made the decision, for better or worse, not to do that. I felt like I just wanted to move on. I don't know. You know, look,
so
was
who
that
calls
the right...
him and says, hey, man, there's some problems with your story. You could either walk or we can get the police involved.
Right.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't take that call. I'm guessing when you get a call after your interview, I think
it came apart.
Sort of like,
because I went over, because I listened to Paul's interview. I asked him some questions. He wasn't consistent. I followed up and it kind of came apart. So I think after he got off the air, he was like, oh, damn.
Yeah. Right. You are pretty nice and nice.
And back then, Norm was working in the building.
Oh, so yeah, Norm Pattis.
Like, I need some help. So I had, like, good legal counsel, in-house legal counsel.
Oh, that would get me to walk
in-house, yes. He,
right, even if I caught it every time. Like, I don't even want to deal with this guy.
Right.
He offered to call. No, it's all right. Yeah. I got it. But we handled it in other ways. And,
oh, no.
You know, we were very excited to announce that the second place winner won the...
So Keith showed up with a YouTube mixtape.
Right.
And the guy said, I will tell you everything.
No.
We you still need to know.
This is the only
Okay.
YouTube off-cut with Joshua Tree. No.
Sunday, it's like by the third the third YouTube song. He's like,
Not Achung Baby. no one likes Joshua Tree.
Well, so you never talked to him?
I never did.
He just walked, or did you just kind of send him a certified letter saying, we're moving on, you're not the winner?
Correct. We sent a certified letter, a letter via FedEx, and an email, and never heard from him again.
Yeah.
Swam away.
That does say a lot, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, shout out to Klondike Charters. They were very helpful.
Oh.
Because we had to, remember, there's a lot that goes into this, right? It's $25,000. But we had to prove that the fish was caught on that boat, not during the window.
Right.
Right.
I've been on that charter dozens of times. They are the best.
Yeah, and they've moved to New London. If anyone's looking to fish the tournament, they have some openings next weekend out of New London.
Cool.
The tournament is September 26th, 27th. So this is the week. I'm sorry, did I say September?
Yes, August.
Right, next weekend.
August.
They have to sign up by Friday. Next Friday.
By next Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can win $25,000.
Works.
And if you actually catch it in the window, you won't have Kristen all over you.
No, you won't. No.
Just don't cheat.
That's exactly. Right.
It's very easy. Don't cheat. So it's funny because when you go back in time and hear the stories of, you know, other tournaments and how people used to cheat, they used to put like weights inside the fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The fish, you know, obviously so they open the fish.
Cut it open.
No one noticed this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, they would try that. And now it's like, they cut the fish open, so we got to do something different.
Those were there when I found the fish.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, you can count on the tournament. And then if he got through all that, there is, before you get the $25,000, a lie detector test.
And you don't want to mess with the woman that conducts that.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, no, she's phenomenal. We may or may not have had her on a few years ago, but we do the top, I think it's the top three, because we give away around $40,000 in
prizes.
That's
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you want to make sure it's going to the right people.
Exactly. Of course.
Yeah. Right. Well earned.
Yeah.
How long does that lie detector test take?
It's kind of long. Steve comes in on Saturday, and it's over the course of a few hours that he's
person?
Here.
Right.
No, I think
or just
each person.
All three or four.
Yeah.
Put that light on you. You'd make the room really hot.
Yeah.
Well, it's that little seismograph thing. Is that still what they do? So it like could see your nerves.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I do not want that thing hooked up to me.
No.
We have had people in the 41 years fail, and then that becomes an issue, you know, the test. Not under my, but Jill, who you've interviewed before, the tournament director for many, many years. Yeah.
No, she doesn't mess around either.
Oh, no.
Right. This time you get grilled.
I called her. I was so proud, you know. Like.
Yeah. It's really good. It's the dignity of the whole deal.
Yeah.
Why do it if you're not going to take it seriously?
Exactly.
Right.
So the... greatest bluefish tournament ever, happening August 26th, 27th. You got a week from tomorrow to get in.
Yep.
And it's a great event, whether you're going for the 25,000 or if you just want to have some time with your son on the boat or your daughter.
Excuse to fish.
And we've had people, like, we talked to one girl who was like 10 or 12 when she
won. Something
like that,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
It's you know, some experienced people win, and then some people just grab a pole and they go out and they win.
She used gummy worms.
We've had a lot of inexperienced win.
Yeah.
Inexperienced.
Yes. Well, it's pretty cool that you brought this thing back to life, because it was cooking for so long and then it kind of faded out, then now it's back.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
Great.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.